gesagt, ich habe das am Dalef. Viel eins von Tappel, am Jodu geschommen. If it rains, Tana will let me shut Tishach, my kaffe, when the porridge begins to get ruined. So what type of porridge are we talking about? Shogrisin of split beans. So it's some sort of a soup, right, that gets ruined from the rain. So you can go inside. Abaye avaka Yosef, kamedia of Yosef, v'matulosa. Abaye was sitting in the sukkah, by Rav Yosef, the sukkah of Rav Yosef, and Noshav Zika, the wind was blowing, the Kamaisi Tzivsa, and the splinters from the schach, the splinters of wood were coming into the food. Rav Yosef, said, Panli mani mehocha, take away my dishes, take away my utensils mehocha from here, I'm going inside. You can only go inside when the porridge gets ruined. Just because a bit of splinters, some pieces, tiny pieces of schach are falling down, that's not enough for a reason to go inside. He said, according to me, given the anino datoi, since I'm sensitive, I'm finicky, it's as if my porridge is getting ruined. Right now, Rashi says that Rav Yosef, manini dasava, he was like an istinus. He's very finicky about all these things. And it brings out an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, three people, their life is not a life. Harachmonim, those who are too compassionate, so they're compassionate to everyone. They just say yes, yes, yes to everyone. They don't have a life. Whereas chonim, those who get angry, right? So they have a temper, they have an anger, they also don't have a life. And people who are finicky, they cannot take anything which is moist, they get all horrible about it. All those three people, their life is not a life. I'm Rav Yosef, Kulus Nibbi, I have them all. Let's say he couldn't even enjoy the sukkah. Shown as soon as it became a little uncomfortable, he felt he needed to go inside. Tana Abanan Hayechub Sukkah, somebody was sitting in the sukkah of Yod Gushaman. And it began to rain. The Yorad, and he went down into the house. In those days, they used to build the sukkahs on the rooftops. So the Yorad means going down, they went down into the house. He doesn't have, we don't trouble him.
I still have
We don't trouble him to go back until he finishes his meal, right? So you're sitting in the sukkah, it begins to rain, you go inside, now you're eating. Stopped raining, the sun came out again. You're not mechuyev to pick everything up and go back into the sukkah. Of course, if you have an indoor sukkah with a roof, open up your roof again, it's not a big deal. Right, but if you have to actually relocate, you don't have to go back into the sukkah in the middle of the meal, you can finish where you are. Yeah. Somebody was sleeping in the sukkah. And it rained. And he went into the house. He doesn't have to go back into the sukkah until it becomes light. So, when you said, if you just listen to the word without seeing it inside, Ashayayar could be until he awakens with an ayin, or until it becomes light with an aleph. So, Boilu, which one did you mean? Ashayayar, until he awakens, he wakes up from sleep, or Ashayar, until it becomes light. What happens if he wakes up in the middle of the night? Is he mechuyev to go back in the sukkah or not? Stop raining, he woke up 2 hours later, it's still dark outside, stop raining, does he have to go back? Schlep his mattress, his pillow, and his quilt and blankets back into the sukkah or not. So Toshma. The Brisa it says, Ad Sheyoir. Rashi says that Sheyoir means that the eastern side of the sky becomes light. V'yala amud ha-shacha. And it's dawn. So Rashi says, Tati, you can't have both. Rashi says, Bitzmi, it's a kasha. These things actually soys to each other. Because Adshe Yo'ir means Shehelei HaMizrach, right? And Amud HaShachar is before that, right? So which shear is it? When do you have to go back into the sukkah? So Mar says, Ela'ema, rather what it means is like this. Adshe Yo'ir, he awakens, V'yala Amud HaShachar, and it's dawn. So you need two things, actually. It has to be he wakes up. So regardless of what time, yeah, he can wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning. It does not mechuyev to wake up at the Amud HaShachar. If he happens to sleep in,
yeah,
you can have somebody, you can have a shliach to wake him up. If it stops raining, wake me up. Yeah, but he has a way to get out of it. He can tell somebody, wake me up. when it stops raining.
Forces, forces, forces,
yeah, yeah. Okay, but should you go and tell somebody, wake me up if it stops raining? Doesn't need to. Actually, until he awakens, and the Yalam of the Shachar. So if it's Hamad Shachar, but he's still sleeping, he's not mechuyev to go back in the sukkah. And if he wakes up in the middle of the night, but it's not Hamad Shachar yet, he's also not mechuyev. He can just turn over and go back to sleep. He doesn't have to go back into the sukkah. Moshe Lomar David Doima. So the Mishnah said that it rains, and during sukkahs, it's like you bring a jug to for the master to get to drink, and it gets thrown back in his face. So, Boilu Mishafach Lemi. Who threw the water into who? Right, so, Pashas, you learn, you know, that it was the servant brought the master a drink. The master didn't want it, and he threw it back in his face, into the servant's face. But it could be the other way around, Rashi explains. Could be that the servant bought a drink, right, and he was very clumsy, and he just spilt it all over the master's face. So here as well, we're doing a mitzvah, but we're doing it in a bit of a clumsy way. Start working, and it spills all over. We have to go back inside. So either way, it's a similar cloth. The shayla is what's pshat in the Mishnah. Tashma, the sign you learn, shofach le rabbi kitten aponov. So it was the rabbi who's shofach aponov onto the servant's face. And he said, I don't want you to serve me. So it was the rabbi who was throwing the water onto the servant's face. Right? The Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a time of din. Sukkos is always rachamim. Din is always referred to wine, red, fire. Water is always rachamim. So here is mozgun lekais. In the olden days, used to take the wine and dilute it. So mozgun lekais means he brought water to dilute the wine. In other words, the sukkos, and he bring rachamim to dilute the wine. Right? So the Vanagon says, and if Kosh Baruch Hu makes it rain, Kosh Baruch Hu says it's only going to be good. There's no rachamim over here. So that's the deeper meaning of the Gemara. First wide line, Chavtes Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanu Bzman Shel Cham Aleike. When there's a solar eclipse, Simon Ra L'Chol Olim Kula, it's a bad simon for the whole world. Moshe L'Mar David Doima, what's it compared to? The Melech Basav Adam, you have a king. She also stood the La'avodov, he made the sud, he made a banquet for servants, for Niach, Panas L'Chneim, and he put a lamp. There was a lantern in front of them so they can see, they can eat, they can enjoy the food. Right? A blind person doesn't fully enjoy his food because he's always hungry. If he can't see the food, it doesn't have the same geschmack, and it doesn't fill him up the same way. A person sees what he's eating, that's so he enjoys it more, he feels more full. And that's why by the restaurants they always have dim lights. So you can't see what you're eating, you order more food because you're never full. Kas aleihem. The Melech got angry at them. Amar Avadi told the servant, "Tul, take away panas, the lantern mipneim from them, but shivim v'choshech, let them sit in the dark." Right. So when there's a solar eclipse, the world is sitting in darkness. Pshat is that the Melech Macham Lochem is angry. So siman ra l'chol olam kulo. Tanyulun Tremeya Oimer. Kol zman shema'ira yisleikim, when the luminaries are stricken. Right, the sun, the moon, the stars, anything that's giving light, and it goes dark, there's an eclipse of some sort. Simen ra, the sonayim sheyisrael. It's a simen ra for the enemies of Christ, or which means for the Jewish people. Mepenei shemelumdim memakaseim. They're accustomed to punishment. Right, Rashi says that whenever punishment happens in the world, Rashi's first wide line, komini pronis abam v'olam, Christ should be concerned. Anything that happens in the world, there's an earthquake, there's a mudslide somewhere in India, right? So an earthquake in Asia, it's more than all the nations, like Shbrocha means Klai Yisrael, because they're used to Makkos, and the purpose of the punishment is to make a person become better, and Klai Yisrael get that message, others don't. Moshul Seifa, a mashal to a teacher, shabal of Beit Sefer, comes to school. Ritzur biyada, he has a whip, he has a leather strap in his hand. Mi doyeg, which child gets worried now? Mi shiragol loloka is b'chol yom v'yom hu doyeg. The child who usually gets hit by the Rebbe, he's the one that should be concerned if the Rebbe walks in with a leather strap. It's the troublemaker. That's the chevron man. We should start getting afraid. Right? So this is teachers need to know this. And the kid says, Rebbe, why are you picking on me? Yeah, there's a good reason. Yeah, he's the one that should get worried. Tanra Abonim. Bizman Shacham Aleika. When the sun is stricken, when there's a solar eclipse, Simon Ra Alevde Kechavim. It's a Simon Ra, it's a bad sign for the idolaters, those who serve idols, those who serve Eidah Zara. Levana Aleika. If the moon is a lunar eclipse, Simon Ra, this name Shaysol, it's a bad sign for the Jewish people, because the Jewish people follow the lunar, our calendar is a lunar calendar, whereas the non-Jewish people follow the solar calendar. If Pnei Sheisol Meinim LeLevana, Klai Yisrael count according to the moon, the Goyim, they go according to the solar calendar. Leika B'Mizrach, if there's a solar eclipse in the morning, in the east, when the sun rises, Simen Rali Yeshim Mizrach, it's a bad sign for those who are in the east. B'mayriv, if there's a solar eclipse in the evening, in the west, Simirali Yeshve Mayriv, it's a bad sign for those who are dwelling in the west. B'emsarikia, if it's the middle of the day, there's a solar eclipse, Simirali Chol Oilam Kula, it's a bad sign for the whole world. Ponov Doimin Ledam, if the face of the sun has a reddish look to it, a reddish color, Cherev Bala Olam, it's a simon that will be bloodshed, there'll be a sword coming to the world. The sack, if it's similar to a sackcloth, that's sort of that darkish color. Chitzei Ro'ov Bon Olam, it's a sign that there'll be arrows of hunger coming to the world. Right? And Rashi says, because when a person's hungry, his face goes black. Blackens a bit. Right? From the lack of food, so here as well, right? If the sun is blackened, it's a simon that there'll be a hunger coming to the world. The Zulu, if the sun is darkish and it's reddish, it means there'll be some sword and hunger coming to the world. Leika b'knisasei. B'knisasei means as the sun is coming in, as it's setting. So if at sunset there's an eclipse, pronirat shoyalavi, the punishment will be delayed because the sun setting, everything's going like calming. It's getting hidden. It'll be delayed. It'll be later on. B'tziyasei, if there's an eclipse, a solar eclipse in the morning when the sun's coming out, the sunrise, when Maharis love will come quick. Yeshayimim, some people say, Chilaf Advarim. It's the other way around. Right? If it's at sunset, right, it means everything's getting dark and it's a dark time, dark era. It's going to happen straight away. If it's at sunrise, right, it means there's a whole day ahead of you. It's not going to happen straight away. Ve'inuchol kol umma v'umma shalaika. There's no nation that gets punished. It's angels. Also, every nation has a representing angel in Shemayim. And if the nation gets punished, its representative angel in Shemayim also gets punished. And Emma, because it says, all the gods, all the angels of Mitzrayim, I made punishments against them. Obizman Shaysol Aysim Ritsoine Shomakim, and when Klai Yisrael are doing the will of Hashem, Ain Misyon Mikol Elu, they don't have to be afraid of any of all these things, of the eclipse and solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse, they don't have to be concerned. Shinema Koyama Hashem, El Derech HaGoyim, to the ways of the nation, Al Tilnudu, don't learn their ways, Uma Oysas Hashemayim, from the signs of heaven, Al Techosu, don't fear, it's the Goyim who fear these things, right? So if a Klai Yisrael are not following the ways of the Goyim, then Al Techesu, they don't have to be afraid of the Oysos HaShemayim. Ovdei Kechavim Mechesu, the Goyim will need to be afraid when there's an eclipse. Ve'ein Yisrael Yechesu, Klai Yisrael don't need to be afraid when there's an eclipse, as long as they're doing which say no shall mockim. Tan Rabbanon, Bishvil Arba Dvarim, there are four things that can cause the Chama Leika that it should be a solar eclipse. First one, Al Av Bezdin Shemes, if you have an Av Bezdin that dies, the Einoi Nisbat Kalocha, and he wasn't eulogized properly. The Al Nara Meirosa Shetzaka Be'er, if you have a Nara Meirosa, a young girl who's engaged, Shetzaka Be'er, she cried out in the town. She was raped. The Ein Mashila, no one came to save her. Al Mishkav Zocha is homosexuality. Vashnei Achim Shenishbach Domim Ke'echa, two brothers, that their blood got spilt at the same time, and no one's doing anything. So all those things, those four things, can cause a solar eclipse. Or Bishvil Arba Dvarim, Ma'ayreis Leiken, for four things, can cause the other luminaries, the moon and the stars, can darken because of the following four things. Al Kosvei Plaster, somebody forges documents. Right? They spread rumors about people, and they write things which he never said. So the forging documents. Val Meida Edis Sheker, those who give false testimony. Val Megadlei Behema Daka Beretz Yisrael, those who raise small livestock in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says three lines from the bottom of the page. Machrivim Es Haaretz, sheep destroy the land. She'en Yechonim Shomrim, you cannot guard them. Meliroiz Besada Chavreim, they just graze all over. So those things destroy the land. Val Kaitzei Ilonos Tovis, and those who cut down fruit trees. And Rashi says, even if they're your own fruit trees, right, a person shouldn't cut down a fruit tree. Shemaschisim hem, you're destroying the world, and it looks like you are rebelling against Hashem. You're just rebutting. Your Kadosh Baruch Hu gives all this bracha, all the tov, and the person's just pushing it away. Obashvil dalet dvarim, and for the following four reasons, Nichse balibatim nimsorim lemalchus, property of people can be given over to the HMRC. Nichse lemalchus, given over to the king. And mashoy shtoros purim, people have loans. They lent out money, so they have a loan document. The person paid back, but they still hold on to that loan document. Bamalave biribus, those who lend the money biribus. The al shia sofik biyodam shahaya sofik biyodam limchis v'lei michus. Somebody had the ability to protest, to make a machor that somebody was doing something wrong, and they didn't. They saw over avarus in their door, and their words would have been heard. Rashi says devreim nishmoim, their words would have been heard if they object to what was being done, people would have listened. We call machmas oishrom, they're wealthy. Right, so those who have money have power. People listen to them. They're afraid they won't get the donation from them. So therefore, people will listen. And they didn't say anything. Right, so they had the ability to protest against the virus, and they didn't. Those who pledge tzedakah to give to poor people publicly, they pledge of enem noisnim, and they don't give. Amar Rav. Rav said, "B'shul abedvam nichsa balabatim yotzim l'tzimim." For four reasons, the following four reasons, a person can lose his wealth. Those who withhold the wages of workers, and those who steal. So it's a difference between oishik and kovish. Right? Rashi says kovish means, yeah, come back tomorrow, I'll pay you tomorrow. The guy comes back tomorrow. Sorry, come back in a week's time. Comes back in a week's time. Yeah, come back in the next financial year, I'll pay you. Right? That's kovish. Oishik, Rashi says, is legamri. Goes to schar, just doesn't pay him, finished. Val shaparkim oil ma'al tzavareim, those who cast off the yoke, the noisim machavareim, they pass the buck and they don't bother doing what they're supposed to be doing. Val gasis aruach, and those who are arrogant. Which one is the worst? Says the Gemara, val gasis aruach, keneged kulam. The gasis aruach, that's the worst. It's the worst of all of them is gasis aruach, it's equal to all of them. Aval banovim, those who are humble, ksiv, the pasuk says, "Vanovim yishu aretz." Those who are humble, the humble people inherit the land. V'slangnu al roiv shalom. Right, they can find pleasure, delight, in abundance of peace because they have all their assets. Their assets are not destroyed. Right, so they can inherit the land because they have it and it doesn't get destroyed. Hadin aloch, hayosha. Mr. Hashem, after Sukkos, after Shavuos. The Nisruchag will start Lulav HaGozul. Now you have Shabbos and Shavuos to do Chazara of the first parak and second parak of Sukkot.